Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, one, two. All right, we're ready, man. So we're live at E3 2018, and we just finished watching the Xbox briefing for this E3 2018. And, yo, reactions. We have the whole crew here. We have Paris and also Pete. So, Paris, you want to start, man? Start, because I know you've been very critical with about the whole Xbox in the past. Their press conferences have always been kind of okay or boring to you in the past. Your thoughts for this one?
This is probably the best Xbox press conference they've done. Wow, probably in 10 years. I really think, because, and I'm not patting myself on the back like I know anything, but yeah. I feel like they answered a lot of the questions that I wanted. They showed quality games, be it exclusive first party or third party stuff, world premieres.
Yeah.
They gave that roadmap, which is what I think was very important. 5 new studios coming on board. That Santa Monica studio, they highlighted that. Service upgrades, things coming to Game Pass. I mean, they showed that if you own an Xbox, it is worth owning, and be excited for the future of what they're going to do. And the fact that Phil even just slightly hinted at the next Xbox coming.
Very surprising.
Surprising, but bold to let them know that we're not going to stop innovating with just Xbox One X. Yeah, that's great, but hey, down the road, we're going to do even more. The cloud gaming that they talked about as well. That's something they're working on for the future. I mean, it's a very exciting time. Obviously, they opened the show with Halo Infinite, which, fans are going to be super excited about. They close with Gears 5. We got the Dying Light 2 announcement come out of nowhere. Bandai Namco, yeah. They had a lot of exciting, like, oh my God, I want to play these games. And then obviously, hey, to wrap up the show with Cyberpunk 2077, which a lot of us assume they would have at this briefing, was awesome. I mean, I walk away from this very happy with what Xbox
is doing. I have to talk about this, man. I was so excited that finally Battletoads.
Yeah, you got Battletoads.
How many years has it been that we've been talking? Like 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, about 4 or 5 years we've been talking about this.
Damn.
Yeah.
I know at the end, he also mentioned about Microsoft AI.
The cloud stuff.
The cloud stuff, yeah. All that stuff. But I'm wondering, like, what type of experiences are we going to see? That's the big question that I'm asking.
Stuff down the road. I mean, it's not something coming this year, probably next year. It's probably something 3-4 years down the road before we'll really see the fruition of it. But it's just the fact, this is what I'm saying. Instead of not talking about the future like they've done in the past, they were very open about, look, the stuff isn't ready now,
yeah,
but here's what you can expect. Here's our investment into these other studios that you're going to start getting content from. I like the slick, when they announced Playground Games, that acquisition, the slick announcement of, hey, we have an open world game coming that we'll talk about later. We know that's Fable. That's exciting to know that stuff like that is coming. So, I mean, like I said, this is exactly what they needed to do. Now it makes me look at what we'll get from PlayStation tomorrow night and go, hey, that's nice, but are you going to show us the future of what you're doing now? Probably not. They don't need to, but Xbox did, and that's the whole point. And they showed it. I'm very happy for it.
Not just Playground Games, but you got to think Ninja Theory announced as a new studio within the Microsoft Game Studio workspace. That's a huge get for them as well, because, Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice last year made waves just from the story writing alone. We saw the voice acting get awards and stuff like that. That's a huge get. This entire press conference for Microsoft and Xbox did what they needed to do, which is bolster not just the today's catalog, but the catalog of games to come in the next 3 or 4 years. And that is, if anything, has been the biggest criticism of Microsoft. We all walked into this conference. Actually, it was the last live show that we had. It was like, well, what are they going to show? Because they don't have a catalog. They don't have an inventory of games to go through. And they turned around and slapped us in the face with not one, not two, but 50 titles. Whether it's going to be first party, third party, console exclusives, world premieres. Dude, that's a major thing for them. And I think it may have repaired a lot of goodwill.
But I agree too. But the thing too that the thing that I really really like about this is all types of games. It's not just the shooters, dude. I was very happy to see the new Forza Horizon, but the stuff that they're adding in the game reminds me kind of like a Destiny type world, open world. You play with other races in the community. They're gonna have like events.
Yeah, they're gonna have global events
and all that stuff.
It's good to see.
I like that, and the seasons changes, and based on the seasons, that also will affect the game too. So I'm very very excited about that, man. Now, ending the show with Cyberpunk 2077, which you predicted.
Yes, I did.
You predicted. Well,
but hey, but before we get to that,
yeah,
Cuphead. I told you.
New DLC. Yes. I'm excited with a new playable character. Yes. So instead of two players,
three
players, new bosses, new levels. I'm excited.
Yeah,
man.
I'm excited. But yeah, Cyberpunk. What are you gonna say?
Now, I know I mentioned about Skate. There was a game that got my attention.
Session.
A lot of fans of Skate wanted a new Skate. And this isn't an exclusive?
I wasn't 100% sure. I don't think it is.
I don't know.
It's
I think
not.
It,
it's, yeah.
it's not. It's, oh, time exclusive or what?
The name of the studio is called Creature Studios.
Okay.
That's doing this. I don't recall them putting a date for release, beta, or anything like that. I was just happy because they were playing Hieroglyphics. So
yeah, we got.
So that was my big thing.
Yeah.
The other surprise. Devil May Cry 5.
Yo, yeah, I swore that was going to come on PlayStation. I was shocked to see that show up. Not to mention Kingdom Hearts 3 showing up there.
Excuse me, guys.
See, that's what I was saying. I was like, hey, you boy up there.
Bro?
How you doing, man? Good to see you.
Nice to see you.
How you doing, man?
Todo bien, man. Sí, mano. Gracias a Dios. Are you doing the podcast?
Yeah, we're just recording.
Yeah, we're just talking about Xbox. Discussion. Your thoughts on Xbox, what you just saw.
Well, present yourself. So,
hey guys, I'm Frankie Lopez from JustGamer.com and JustGamer TV. Thank you for having me here. What's up?
So, your thoughts about the press conference, man?
All right, so it was beautiful. It was a great, beautiful, entertaining press conference with a lot of announcements that I believe people will love and just go nuts about. But when we're talking about Xbox, we just saw what the future of Xbox is going to be, not what we're going to have in the immediate future, which is totally frustrating because we were expecting something more than what we got from them in the right now. Like, for instance, the Halo Infinite. I'm a big Halo fan. That's like my biggest franchise, right? Mm-hmm. So suddenly I look at it and I'm like, oh yeah, Halo Infinite. We're starting off with a bang. No, you're showing me a lot of, you know, panoramics and stuff like that. Yeah. You don't get to see whatever the hell you have in mind with Halo. But suddenly we got three things with Gears. Gears 5 came out cool, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you, 2019, like everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it, man. That's mm-hmm. how you got your biggest powerhouse, your biggest promise for your fans, and you're telling me they're not available now. You're telling
now,
me.
Your thoughts of them announcing now a lot of first, like their studios now, that they're going to be working on first-party titles.
Man, this is not the first time that they invest in studios. It's a problem of management and direction.
Yeah.
So if you're going to let them do what they need to do, everything is beautiful. If you're going to be on their asses and make them then work on deadlines and be really strict about that and not let them perform like they should, mm-hmm. then you know what? You're going to screw it up again.
Yep. All right, well, mention your website one more time. People can check it out.
Yeah, sure. You can find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/JoseyUnGamer. Obviously, our content is Spanish, but if you've got some Hispanics in your group, I know because they're friends. So, so thank you for having me, guys. Right.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot. Cool, man. Hablamos ahorita, man. Vamos a estar grabando.
Me alegra verlo.
Ah, igual, man.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks a lot, dude.
Take care, man. Have fun.
There. So, any other games that also got your attention? I know the show Ori, also at the beginning of the show. That was really, really good. I know we mentioned Cuphead. Was there any other... Oh, Pete.
PUBG?
The fighting game. Dragon Ball.
Oh, Jump Force from Bandai Namco.
They might want to change that name, but that's just me.
your thoughts about...
Well, it caught me off guard because first we saw, obviously, the logo of Naruto, you know, the main character. Naruto,
I thought it was a Naruto open world game. We're like, oh, I'm ready.
It did cross my mind.
Yeah.
And then we saw, Goku. And we saw, One Punch. And it was like, wait a minute, what is all this? Then we saw Frieza. We saw Not Frieza. God, who's the other character from Dragon Ball Z? The opponent, the enemy that he was fighting. Was that Frieza? Was that Golden Form Frieza? Anyways, still.
Went in a direction I don't know.
We're talking about Jump Force. But seeing another fighting game that's not going to be just Killer Instinct, which, to give it its respect, its credit due, it's a storied, legendary title. But to see something like that targeting the Japanese audience, so it's not just domestic in the United States, it was a really, really good showing. Curious to see how it's going to play out. Mm-hmm. I want to see what that game is going to be all about. The other thing that, and I had talked about this on our show, PUBG is going to be bringing the 1.0 update over to Xbox summer. So we're going to have not just Miramar, you're going to have Sanok, which is aka codename Savage. Then they told you about the winter map that they've been talking about for months. So, and that's going to be coming to PC, according to a tweet from PlayerUnknown, Brendan Green. Mm-hmm. So,
it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm hyped.
I'm thinking of other games too that was announced. I was like, let's talk about The Division 2, man. Your thoughts about The Division 2, what the trailer that they showed here at the press conference, and the announcement that the first Division is
Division
going to be available.
It's going to be on Game Pass. Starting it off in the jungle, seeing the jungle terrain and environment, something that is a stark contrast to what we have seen in the past, obviously set in New York City, closed and hunched over buildings on top of you, to see that semi-wide open expanse, they went from the jungle into a museum, and the next thing you know, they're opened out into a field mm-hmm. with a crashed Air Force One, jet in the middle of the park. Just to see the wide array of environments that you're going to be, you as a Division agent are going to be in, and obviously co-op experience going in and going up against, heavily armored, enemies. Hey,
that's good. Looks
we've
really
been talking
good.
About it ever since it got leaked. Division 2 is highly anticipated now.
As a fan of the Division, DC, when they announced that here at the press conference, I'm like, okay.
Why not? You think about it.
It's good. Because I know Greg, I think Paris mentioned this, that Greg thought it was going to be Paris because of the subway, London, because of the whole subway system. Mm-hmm. But DC is a very interesting choice.
Well, you think about it. It's the whole play of the plague and everything was to create an imbalance, creating an imbalance of the government, which would shut down the country.
Yes.
Where else do you go once you've shut down the money trail? You target the government, right? And so, Washington, D.C. is a smart play. Plus, it's one of the top major cities in the country. So you're going to target those major thoroughfares. You have all of the heads of government. You've got, the Pentagon there. You've got everybody. Plus, that's the head of SARA, which is the Division HQ.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's dope. It's dope.
I'm stoked. I'm stoked. Surprising disappearance. We all thought we were going to see Splinter Cell.
Yeah, we didn't.
No green lights.
Ubisoft,
no green lights.
Press conference or no?
Well, let's hope so at this point, because I even have to say, with Cyberpunk getting there towards the end, I started to panic. I go, if they don't show it here, the hell are they going to show it? What's going on? And then obviously they showed it. Another game that got premiered here was Fallout 76. And it is four times the size of Fallout 4. And it is obviously a prequel to everything that we played previously. And I noticed just showing the world very green. Not as much looking as like a wasteland as we've seen in previous Fallout games. So that's kind of an interesting take as well. No, nothing was said about online features or anything. Obviously, Bethesda's going to happen here pretty soon, maybe. That gets talked about there. But I'm definitely interested in that as well.
Speaking of green, Crackdown 3. Did what you see help anything?
Nope. It looks like a game that they're just going to get out in February and be done with it. I saw nothing. That trailer damn near was the same trailer we got last year.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
What was the difference?
The only difference is we have to play it to see if there's been any changes. But as of right now, it just Crackdown.
Yeah, I have zero interest in that.
Now, Paris, I know they showed Kingdom Hearts. This is going to be the first time it's going to be available on Xbox. Your thoughts?
I don't have interest in Kingdom Hearts. I never have.
Okay.
It's not a game for me, but I know a lot of people are excited about it. And again, that's a big win for them to have Kingdom Hearts on their platform, on that stage being shown. It's big. Yeah. I mean, obviously the crowd erupted when it was shown, so that was good.
So is there anything else you guys want to talk about before?
Well, I think the one that we kind of saw coming, Master Chief Collection coming to Game Pass, finally. And as well as you have Fallout 4, The Division that we mentioned, was it Oblivion?
Morrowind.
Oblivion,
Elder Scrolls Oblivion.
Coming to Game Pass right now. It's out. By the time you're listening to this, it's already out and available for you to download and play. So a lot of great offerings.
And I was a little fuzzy on this one, but some of the games are going to start loading 2 times faster on Game Pass as well. Due to some anticipation AI stuff they're doing in the background or whatever.
Which is good, because we always have to wait. You know, so that's good.
But I just overall with Game Pass, I mean, they're really pushing that as a service, and they're getting more content on it to make it compelling, and they kept emphasizing all their new games will be day one on Game Pass, and they're obviously getting third-party partners on board for some of that other stuff. So, again, like I said, they've shown improved services. They're showing the roadmap for future exclusive content, building up, like Phil Spencer said, their goal is to have the best and most robust first-party studios, you know, around. So, look, a lot of stuff isn't going to pay off early. It's not going to pay off this year. It's not going to pay off even going into 2019. But going into 2020, 2021, we're really going to start to see some of these exclusive games pay off on Xbox. Now, interesting thing.
Yeah.
They showed actual gameplay for Gears 5. We only got a teaser for Halo Infinity. There's Infinite. There's no way both come out in the same year. So is Gears 5 next year? And Halo is further down the road, potentially, which would be interesting that they're really pushing Halo out, which, believe it or not, may not be a bad thing. The heart grows fonder. Exactly. So
Gears 5 was 2019, it said on the at the end of.
There you go. So I don't think we're going to see Halo even next year.
Wow.
I haven't seen
the trailer. I watched the trailer.
There was no gameplay. It was just concept stuff. But that's another thing with that.
Yeah.
Completely new art direction they're going with Halo. They brought in some legendary art director who's coming in to oversee it. What you did see of Chief, it looked more like the classic Master Chief armor that they showed versus what it evolved into.
Slipspace
is the new engine that they're using.
Now, my question, I know you watched the trailer. Were there any dates? I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Nothing. It was all video.
Now, training. What are the chances of that game plus Gears 5 the same year?
That's what I...
I know, you said that.
I don't think so.
But, dude, it's possible.
They're not going to do that.
It's possible.
I don't think so. Because they would have put a date on Halo then. If it was, like he said, they put a date on Gears, they'd put a date on Halo then.
2020 then, like you said, 2020?
I think 2020. Look, if it needs the time,
give it
the time. It's really that simple.
Cool. Anything else?
I know we're
going to go inside to the Xbox showcase. And
so literally you can walk right in there and go get your PlayStation badge. That's right there.
Yeah.
It's literally right there, third floor.
Yeah. Cool. I'm thinking to see if there's anything else. That, I know, I like the indie games that they showed. Really cool.
Yeah.
Idea at Xbox.
And they didn't spend too much time on them like they did last year, which I thought
they
was
showed
good.
Love. They showed love. Here, they showed a little bit of Generation Zero, which is the one that I'm very curious. Hopefully they have it here, the showcase we can watch and stuff.
We happy for you finally coming out this year, April or August of 2018.
And that's one of the studios.
And them signing,
Let me ask you this.
Compulsion Games.
Ninja Theory.
That's huge. That's big.
Have you played the last game?
I did not.
Hellblade.
Yo, it looked really good.
Well, I talked about that earlier. You know, just, you know, them bringing in Ninja Theory adds credence to this chunk of studios that they're bringing in. You know, Senua's Sacrifice won many awards, you know, this past, you know, video game awards for the writing, voice acting, you know, narrative. It was huge. Plus, it touched upon, you know, the big thing of mental health, getting help, which, you know, obviously we've had some tragedies this past couple, you know, this past week. So, hey, that's, again, it lends credence to these five new studios that they're now adding to Microsoft Game Studios in general. So, shout out to them in general, you know, for all of that.
I know there was one more thing, man. Oh, you know which one I like too? That I really want to play the free game from Square Enix. It's from part of a live stream. Looks really interesting that I know it's available free, I believe, June 26th, right? June 26th?
Something like
that, yeah. So I definitely want to check that out. I mean, that's about it. I mean, is there anything else you guys want to, before we wrap it up, anything else?
Did you get any excitement? Because I know you're a Sea of Thieves fan. Two pieces of DLC coming July and September. Was it Cursed Sails in July and Forsaken Shores in September? Do you have any excitement towards that at all?
It didn't get me hype at all. I'm going to be straight up with you guys because I haven't played it in a while. But for the fans that love Sea of Thieves, I think they're going to get excited for that, for that content. So, hey, like you said, roadmap. I think that's great, man. So, I think that's it, right?
That's cool. I think that's about it. Like I said, overall, this was solid. This is definitely one of their better press conferences they've done in a long time.
Cool.
It makes me excited for the future of Xbox, which I think is the ultimate goal of what they try.
And you also, as an owner, you think you're going to be seeing yourself playing more Xbox in the future because of this?
Yeah, once some of these titles that I'm very interested in start coming out, absolutely.
One more thing before we wrap it up. One more thing. Cyberpunk 2077, your thoughts very quick. And what is it you think is going to be, first person?
That's a mystery. We still don't know. Because that was obviously just kind of a sizzle reel trailer. There was no actual gameplay. We'll probably see the gameplay when we, you know, do the behind closed doors.
Yeah, later this week.
That trailer was everything I expected Cyberpunk to be. So I'm on board. I'm excited to see more later this week. And the fact that Xbox closed the show with that over Gears 5 says a lot about what they think Cyberpunk 2077 is going to be.
And Halo, considering Halo is their golden child.
It opened the show. So, I mean, that's a crown segment to either open or close the show. And Halo opened it, but Cyberpunk closed it. That's big.
That's big, yeah.
That is big. I'm very excited for CD Projekt Red and what we'll see later this week.
Metro. They showed Metro. Yes. I know you're going to watch it soon.
Yes.
Your thoughts about that?
I'm going to have later this week, I'll have hands-on
and,
as well as a developer interview.
And the date, same day as Anthem, February 22nd.
Well, that was already speculated on Twitter earlier this week.
But right before that is Days Gone. So in a 3-day window, you're going to have Days Gone, Metro, and Anthem all dropping. That is rough.
That possibility of a delay, if not just for the sales perspective, but I still think that Anthem's not ready.
Who do you think is delayed?
Anthem. I still don't think Anthem's ready for prime time.
But see, that goes back to when we were talking to Andrea, Renee, and Blonde Nerd earlier, right before we started recording. And, you know, she even said, and she hosted, EA press conference. Why weren't they showing? That's the big thing that we've learned here in the past 24 hours about Anthem. It showed way better behind closed doors versus what EA decided to show at that press conference. Everyone that got to play it absolutely loved it. Everyone said that. I've not seen anyone say a negative thing that got to play it. So that tells me there are more layers to Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's handling the marketing on that, they got to do a better job. Because Andrew Renee brought up the point that the people that got hands-on, it was one person and three developers.
To make sure that they got the right experience.
You weren't getting enough people in. Like I said, our appointments got thrown in the trash. We didn't even get a chance to play it.
Yeah.
And that's disappointing. Because get more people actually playing it. Get the word of mouth out there. Or have that demo that you're showing behind closed doors, put a video online and have commentary on it. I think that would go a long way for Anthem to show better. Because, again, what we saw here at the Xbox briefing with the Division 2, they showed us gameplay. They showed us loot, weapons. They made me go, wow, that's exciting. I want to go play that. I didn't get that feeling when I saw Anthem.
Well, I know we're going to wrap it up. What are we going to see tomorrow, PlayStation, you think? I know they're going to focus on their four games, but...
Yeah. There's got to be a couple surprises in there, too.
And I hope we see that. I hope we see some cool announcements, man, because I feel like, in a way, they kind of spoil the press conference, but who knows? Maybe they're going to have some surprises.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah,
that's it. All right, until next time, we're out. Peace.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.